Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Carrie Goldberg in for Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We'll start off today with news that Boston police say they have the man responsible for the brutal abduction and murder of 24-year-old South Boston resident Amy Lord last week.
Edwin Alemany is currently in Bridgewater State Hospital undergoing a psychiatric examination after his arrest last week in connection with a pair of other attacks against women in the same area where Lord was abducted.
Police say DNA evidence has linked Alemany to the Lord murder. WBUR's Dolores Handy was at the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office earlier today. She joins us now for the rest of the for the latest on this story. Hi, Dolores.
Hi, Anthony.
So police believe they have their man in the Amy Lord murder case, Edwin Alemany. What led police to him, to believe that it's him?
Well, Edwin Alemany has been the focus of the police investigation since the day Lord was killed because he was tied to two other violent incidents, attacks on women in South Boston within a 19-hour period on the day she was killed. And today, District Attorney Dan Connolly says the investigation has now reached a tipping point within the last 24 hours because of witness statements, results from forensic evidence and surveillance imagery. Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis offered praise for his DNA lab, saying their work in this case has helped them arrive at definitive conclusions in the case. But Davis says it's not just DNA, that investigators have been working nonstop since Amy Lord's body was found at the Stony Brook Reservation on July 23rd. People have come forward. There is, of course, that forensic evidence and that video surveillance footage taken from those five ATMs where Amy Lord was forced to take out money out of her bank account.
Right. So a lot of evidence piling up in this case. Alemany has a long history with police, more than 30 arrests since his 18th birthday. Why was he still walking the streets with a rap sheet that long? Do we know anything about that?
That question was put to D.A. Connolly at that news conference this morning. That rap sheet, in addition to those 34 criminal charges as a grown-up, he had 18 priors as a juvenile. Connolly answered by saying an examination of Alemany's record show an individual who was primarily breaking and entering into cars and stealing cars, but he admitted there was some violence.
He had an incident where he got into a fight with somebody, I believe in a road rage incident. He pulled out a knife. That person pulled out a gun. He was taken to the hospital, and he kicked a couple of nurses. Virtually every time he was before the court, he was punished. And the sentences that were imposed were reasonable in the context that they were made at that time. So he's been in jail quite a bit in his relatively young life.
Now, Dolores, the police have taken some heat for their handling of Alemany in the past. One officer has been demoted. What's the latest in the department's response in this case?
Well, that detective was demoted for not following up on an incident in September of last year and another incident when a young woman was attacked. In this case, she was choked into unconsciousness in Mission Hill. When she was found, she had a wallet with Alemany's ID in her hand. The detective had all that evidence. It was all turned in, but there was no follow-up. There is, however, a process. He's been demoted for not following up, but his supervising sergeant was supposed to check in on him, and then there's a supervising lieutenant who was supposed to follow up. Police have not been able to talk to those two because those two are on vacation, and they'll do back next week, and they'll face questions to find out just what they did in supervising this case.
We've got Police Commissioner Ed Davis talking about his department's response to this. Let's listen.
We are probing all of the cases that this detective had, as well as any of our open cases over the last couple of years. If there's further evidence of misconduct, we'll deal with that as it comes along.
Now, that's Police Commissioner Ed Davis. And Dolores, as we mentioned, Alemany now undergoing a mental examination. When can we expect him to be back in court?
August 14th is the absolute earliest that he can be in court. He was ordered to undergo 20 days of psychiatric evaluation. And depending on the results of that evaluation, he could be in court that day. However, the psychiatrist could say he's still not ready to face court.
WBUR's Dolores Handing reporting now that police do have a suspect who will be charged for the abduction and murder of Amy Lord last week. Dolores, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Up next, the COO of Facebook told women to lean in to be successful. But our next guest talks about an alternative approach called the Orange Line. I'm Carrie Goldberg.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.